Good afternoon and welcome to this week's pod. I was just saying how good I am, actually. I was just making comment. I'm Saturday afternoon. I compared, right, because I've nothing better going on in my days, my daughter's primary school fate. The head teacher's there. He says to me at the end, he goes, oh, I said, you've got one more year of me doing this because Ida's in year five. I said, you've got one more year. He goes, oh, what am I going to do after that? I said, do what I do. I said, I compare my own summer fair, then I come and compare yours for you. So maybe I could charge. So anyway, somebody said to me, come up to me Saturday, and they go, are you a professional compare? I said, you better believe it. I said, no. I said, how good would that be if somebody paid me to do this? But they do in a way, don't they? Because you get to hear my beautiful tones on the pod. Weather's turned, so that's good. Somebody just said to me, you always make a weather comment, and I will, because it's been grim. I was under a blanket the other night indoors. It was that cold. And I said, I'm not turning the heating on. No way. So we're under blankets. It was that cold. But the sun's out. The fun's out. And let's hope this is the turning point and summer is here. Going on as always. The good news is, okay, I trailed this last week. Apple Pay is now live. Okay, that's very exciting. So you don't need to root through your purses and your wallets for your cards. You can just pay using Apple Pay or Android Pay on Arbor. This week there is no Scrabble or Debating Club on Thursday. Don't forget the class teacher lists went out last Friday. And as I said, the reason we do that is so we can prepare the children as much as possible, because lots of people need preparing at different times, don't they? So rather than doing this grand reveal on a Friday morning, we like to do it well in advance. And tonight we welcome our new year three parents. So those who are in year two at the second, and they're going to come and have a little tour around the school. So if your child is in year two and you want to have a little tour around the school and hear the keynote speaker, me, at 6 o'clock, please feel free to. So that's 5:30 tonight. Happy bags are this Friday, the 21st. So if you've got a load of old gear at home that you want to throw out, please fill them in the happy bag and bring it into the main entrance, and we'll get that weighed, and that money will go towards our PTFA, who also would like to hold another non-uniform day on Friday. Okay, I know they're coming at you thick and fast, but everybody's working so hard to create an amazing summer fair. We do just need another volunteer day. So if you could bring in a pound in return for wearing your own clothes, that'd be great, and I apologise for the late notice on that one. If you haven't done so already, the last date to all the class photos for free delivery back to school is tomorrow. So if you put it off, and I do that every year, I'll have them sat on my table in front of me and I look at them, and Mrs. Patterson says, you're gonna do it? I said, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, don't be like me and have to pay delivery. Get it done before tomorrow. So our summer fair is on Saturday, the 6th of July, 12 till 3. Now, I'm fingers crossed the weather's going to be better, because the one we had on Saturday, oh my goodness me, the sun's out one minute and the next, it's like a monsoon. I'm stood under like a gazebo. There's water running off of it. The wind's trying to blow it away. So we can only hope for better weather. But yeah, 12 o'clock onwards till 3 on Saturday, the 6th of July. Really looking forward to it. Last year's was the first one we'd done, what, apparently at this school for at least 10 to 15 years. So we want to do another one just as good, if not better. I've seen the plans and it looks absolutely amazing. We've got a dog show again. Got a dog show again, plus many, many more things. So yeah, summer fair, please come along, because it is real good fun. Apologise about the noise. Honestly, it's like a sealed radio studio and that happens, right? Sports Day. So, Sports Day is the 2nd of July this year, and we listen to feedback and we try to make it as best as possible. So, years 3 and 4 is in the morning, years 5 and 6 in the afternoon. Parents, you may enter through the Owls Gate between 8:40 and 8:50, so get your puff done, come onto the field. And year 5 and 6, you can gain access from 5 past 12 to quarter past 12. Look, we're going to have a picnic on the field. So years 3 and 4, your picnic is 11:45 to 12:10. Years 5 and 6, 12:15 to 12:45. And the year 5, 6 sports afternoon starts at 12:55 through till 3 p.m. There are 16 activity stations, competitive races. There's the parent guardian race. Now, dads, you'd be pleased to know that Mr. Johnson has now left. So there's a good chance, because he won it every single year. He was an animal. But this year, he's gone. So now's your chance to win that coveted fastest dad race. But just make sure you warm up, okay? Because I know there was a parent last year. He pulled a hammy, honestly. Dad's sports day. So lots of warming up, okay? You've got a few weeks now. Get that prep in. We've also got a parent sprint, a parent space hopper, and a parent three-legged race, as well as a PCFA, who are selling refreshments. No ice cream, Steve, I'm afraid, this year. He couldn't make it. So, sports day on the 2nd of July. Where the Battle of Britain site was, so there was a pub, wasn't there, on the corner of Newhouse Lane, and it sits at the end of our field. That's going to become a care home. Well, the guys who are working there came across, so we had our Volunteers Day and we broke our backs. I'm not going to lie to you, we broke our backs trying to bang in fence posts into the type 1 concrete of the playground. Well, these guys come across and they laughed. They go, look at how wobbly your fence is. I said, whoa, I broke my back putting that in, hours worth of work. Anyway, they took it down and they put it back up for us for free. So Simply UK is the name of the company. Honestly, they were absolutely incredible. And they are going to come and patch up our playground for us too. So it's really nice to have those community links with these big companies and, you know, doing it all for nothing because they can see that we're in need of help, which is good. So yeah, thank you to those guys. And if you are out in the playground, please can you admire the straight fence, and it starts about halfway. The first bit is still my efforts, but apart from that, it looks absolutely incredible. So thank you to those guys. Right, I'm going to leave you there. Mrs. Nicholson is here with this week's Oracy Challenge. We haven't had one for a while, so Mrs. Nicholson, looking forward to hearing what you've got to say. Enjoy your week. I'll see you around school. Catch you later.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Nicholson here. I'm sorry I've not been around for a couple of weeks, but today's question is more to do with, we've got Sports Day coming up very soon, and when you look at the athletics on the television and stuff like that, there's always a winner, and unfortunately there's always a loser. So should Sports Days be competitive, or should there be a chance for everybody to shine? I hope you enjoy discussing that one. Thank you.